generations, making things from scratch, fixing and repairing. You get free care and cleaning on a lifetime of your purchase. And if you go to brianjewelry.com and join their club, you get $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Do it now so you can redeem it this coming Friday at Brian Jewelry. The Super Black Friday special start at 9 with the early bird specials. 1778 East Main in Prattville. BrianJewelry.com to get a head start. As we close in on 8.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still very busy this morning on the Northeast Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road over to the Wetumpka Highway. And we've got a little bit of congestion on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, also at Norman Bridge and Highway 331, I-65 and 85, rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Just very busy this morning. Be careful out there. Buckle up. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. From a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
It's great to- Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Alabama's next. It's a...
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden is laying out priorities for his first 100 days in office. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports.
Biden said he'll first roll back some Trump-era executive orders, especially those that deal with climate issues. He also said he'll send the Senate an immigration bill to pave a way to citizenship for some 11 million undocumented immigrants.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin filed an emergency petition in the state Supreme Court to stop the final certification of election results there for Joe Biden. Meghan Markle reveals she had a miscarriage in July.
It's an unusually personal disclosure from a high-profile British royal. She writes in the New York Times, quote, "Losing a child means carrying an almost unbearable grief, experienced by many but talked about by few." Meghan and husband Prince Harry moved to the U.S. this year after stepping down from their roles as senior royals.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a very special occasion here today at this radio station.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Only oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Tom Jones, happy birthday.
And if you listen regularly, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Tom.
Special guest, Jeb Bush.
Please clap.
Tom, I want to know, how old were you when you started being an engineer? What age were you?
Well, it's really kind of hard to say. When I got into the professional end of things,
yeah.
I was 1969.
69.
I was born in 1945, so just do math.
So you're about to have birthday number 75.
75
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a card for you, and look what's under the
look
card.
At there. Key lime pie. My key goodness.
I understand you like those.
Yes, I do. I like key lime pies.
Yes. Well, there was a reason.
And it's a Greg pink lime pie on top of it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I am very flattered, I tell you.
Chase picked out the card.
Okay.
That was the one he tinkled on at the store.
Well,
right?
He marked it as his favorite.
I just want to take a minute here. When I first came to this company 15 years ago, right. Tom probably hoped it would last 15 days.
Yeah.
Because I was a real technotard on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, when I got here, and Jay remembers this, you know, my back was already in pretty bad shape.
Right.
So my temper wasn't always the best. And to this day, I mean, we've all had moments with people that we regret.
Mm-hmm.
Few of them, though, linger for 15 years. And I snapped at Tom one morning, and it was totally uncalled for, totally inappropriate. And that day I went to Baumhauer's and got him a $50 gift certificate to say sorry so he and his beautiful wife could enjoy dinner together, because I felt so bad, and I still do. But I want to tell you something, Tom. You're one of the most amazing people I've ever met in this business. You are the Emmett's Fix-It Shop of Blue Water Broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I do not know if I'm going to be able to go out the door with my head this wide.
the pan that I make the breakfast in works because Tom Jones
fixed that.
Put the knob back on it with the spring and everything else. And you know what? I watched you do it. So if it pops off now, I know how to fix it.
And if there's
you learn me something.
If there's rats in your office, folks.
Oh my God, this is the guy you want. When Ratzilla was stalking the Rich Thomas Weather Center, Tom was the guy that went in. I don't know how you did that. I couldn't have done that in a million years.
Engineers today keep 8 radio stations on the air. You're keeping some low power television stations on the air. You used to be with the Big Bam.
Still am.
Back with the on the Troy Highway there.
Oh yeah.
The 7:40 a.m. 50,000 watts.
Absolutely. Started there in 69.
Wow, 69. Wow, that's amazing.
And still there.
That is amazing. Well, happy birthday on Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you all very, very much.
We're thankful for you.
I am very flattered.
I don't know. I could spend the rest of the hour explaining why you're not just a valuable person in the company, but why everybody loves you.
Tom's the only person left in the company that was here when I started.
I used to babysit Jay.
Because when I started, you know, it was who's just been consistently through here, I guess.
Yeah, but you have your name in the cement in that sidewalk behind the building, and Tom does it.
Well, that's just because I wrote my name when the cement was dry. Put my name in there.
By the way, your wife reminded me a few days ago that, don't forget. I said, no, we're not going to forget. You've been married how long now?
Let's see. I think it's be 45 years on the
amazing
on the 14th of December.
You guys are such a great couple, too. But
maybe 46, come to think of it. Do the math. 74.
yeah. Okay. So that'll be 46.
I really mean what I wrote in that card, that the most important things I learned in broadcasting, I learned from you, because you kept my job from being expendable when I learned how to do...
Oh, right. When you became multifaceted.
When I learned how to fix things... Uh-huh. When you weren't around, or it just needed to be fixed, and I happened to be right there, I could jump in and get it fixed. Not that I was trying to kill your job.
I wish you would. I retired 5 years ago, and didn't have to come back.
Here you are. Sure. So. Here you are.
But yeah, you taught me pretty much the most important things in broadcasting my entire time here, because I would learn from you. I'd ask you, hey, Tom, can you come fix this? But I wouldn't leave to let you fix it. I would say, okay, how did you do that? Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Good. I'll remember to do that next time.
Yeah. I want to add one more thing. It means a lot to me that when I go downstairs and I go by Tom's office, I hear our show on the radio in his office. And that Tom, when we started the Saturday morning show this year,
he's been there every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you did not have to do, but we all deeply appreciate.
And when there's bad weather in the middle of the night, well, first of all, you're ready for a transmitter to go down.
Yeah.
But he's here to take care of our weather concerns, you know, if there's any problems. So
we love you, we appreciate you, and I said in the card, I hope your next 75 years are just as good.
Greg, I really appreciate it, and appreciate the card, folks.
Absolutely.
In the past, it's going to be great, I know.
Oh, please, yes. Don't let it stay out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, make sure you put that back in the fridge, unless you're headed home.
I'm never going to teach him about nuts and bolts, but I have a few pieces of wisdom on pie. So there you go, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It is 8:13. We got through that without breaking up, and that's a good
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, me. Thank you.
Oh, it's me. I was talking to Tom, and now it's time to talk about the weather. I'm looking at the satellite picture, and I'm seeing the clouds fill in quickly now. So we're going to see a good bit of cloudiness later, especially. Today's going to be a little breezy, with a high in the upper 70s. Risk of some spotty showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon and this evening as a frontal system approaches. Could be some stronger storms in the overnight hours as well. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. This is the first storm system in 28 days since Zeta came through here. Tonight's a low 63. Tomorrow, risk of a few leftover showers? Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to keep in a 30% chance on Thanksgiving with a high in mid-70s as the front slows up. Best chance of rain on Friday would be towards Friday evening, Friday night. And then maybe into Saturday morning. I think much of Saturday will be dry, including that game up in Tuscaloosa. Then showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, but that's a potential severe weather risk until it turns bitterly cold next week. I mean, the cold air floods in on Monday. Right now, this morning, we have east winds at 11 miles per hour. We're up to 58 degrees now, 8:15.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
8:15. I want to thank Brian for the Facebook message that says, Greg, those sound effects crack me up. Those ones that I don't play during the... About that SOB.
Crickets.
Yeah. Biden. 8:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I am a six-time purchaser from Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. When my stepson was ready for his first, we went there because we knew we were on a budget, but we wanted to buy something that had been vetted, something that was in great shape. And we did that the first time, and then the second time, when we lucked into you know, and I've seen Tip Tames reject automobiles that look fantastic, but when he pulled up the vehicle history, car been in multiple wrecks, not going to take it. Interior was not clean and pristine. And of course, most importantly, the engine did not pass the 108-point checkup. Now, they've got four vehicles available under 10 at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Sometimes there's quite a few more than that, but there may be zero cars in that category if they don't have something that they can put their name on the back end and put on the lot with confidence. That's the way they are. They'd rather have nothing than something that might be a troublemaker for the purchaser. Three different Nissans, a Sentra 2016 under 9,000, only 79,000 miles on that vehicle. A 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5 at $99.90, and a Nissan Rogue. Now, that's the SUV I drive. They've got a 2011 in there. Check this out, with only 81,000 miles. So that car has been driven about 8,000-9,000 miles a year, really pampered. And it's a Rogue S. If you need something a little bit bigger for the carpool, or you want your new driver in something, It is silver. It's in stunning condition, and that's what you love. It's, you can't tell the years of the vehicles on the signature lot whether you're shopping under or over $10,000. Something else you should know, if you've had credit issues, and many have this year, it just blew up a lot of people's finances, go over there because they have over 20 financing options available. They can get you done because it's time to love what you drive, and you'll find it at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. Or stop by and see Tip Tames and all our buddies over there. It's a great group at 235 Northeastern Bypass. News at 8:18.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still a little busy on East South Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue, a little congested into downtown Montgomery. That's about it. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. We do have a lot of cars on the road out there, but we have no accidents into us this morning. And also, everybody seems to be getting where they're going. So buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 per month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors has been in the car business for over 80 years. We want to thank our customers for making that possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We're talking with Jason at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14. It's that special time of the year. Jason, I know you have a lot of great customers.
Yes, sir, Sam. I wanted to invite everyone to come by our store here in Wetumpka who's never visited before and come see our selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols and ammo. Also wanted to thank everyone who has visited us this year. I know it's been a tough year for some people, but if you're not comfortable visiting our store, you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. If you do want to come in the store, our store hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Did you hear me say blowout and margaritas? You better believe it. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout, second annual one. Everything has a crazy blowout price, plus blowout items. $99 diamond studs, diamond cross necklaces, $199, 14 karat white or yellow gold. We have silver dollar necklaces, $49. We have floating pearls, $49. It's a crazy blowout sale every day through Black Friday, except for Gobble Gobble Day. Come see us at Marguerite's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. In one of those rare instances, I have stupid news about stupid people.
Okay.
And it's all due to the plan. The pandemic. Online learning causing a serious drop. This is from the take it or leave it Washington Post. Online learning is causing a serious drop in academic achievement in Virginia's largest school system. And the most vulnerable students, those with language barriers, stay at home, or lack of a parental supervision. Between the last academic year and this one, which for most students is taking place remotely, the percentage of Fs earned by middle school and high school students jumped from 6% of all grades to 11. That's an overall increase of 83% in 1 year. I think there's going to be long-term impact.
Absolutely. Man. You know, distant learning is one thing, but staying focused when you're at home, it was more regimented when you were at school, I think.
Well, he actually took his position at the mic, and then he must have decided, I ain't got nothing to say.
No, I mean, can you imagine how that would affect your discipline at that age?
I think, why I'm making a qualified remark. Yeah. You know, I wasn't a monster. I was a good kid. I never got, well, until Paula Koch asked me that school pass in high school, I never got suspended or anything. I've had to bear the burden of that mistake my whole life. We celebrated Tom Jones, our beloved chief engineer's birthday.
Right.
It's tomorrow, but we're here today.
Right.
The Gerber baby turns 94 today.
And there's a real person that baby was, is the real person alive?
Yes. Ann Turner Cook was 4 months old when she was chosen as the first Gerber baby and began appearing on products in 1928. Her charcoal portrait became the company's trademark in 1931. You know, it's a thing. I'm a sentimental mushbag. The very last jar of baby food that Janelle ever ate, I didn't save it, but I saved the lid. Washed it and wrote the date on it. When her baby food.
That's like Mama saving my baby shoes that are about this big.
Yeah, mine are around somewhere. Yeah. My Tom McCann baby shoes. Anyway, she is still around and 94 today, so happy birthday to her. And some news on the vaccines. And we're hearing, okay, vaccines, great. We're saved. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices met to discuss whether to recommend use of any COVID-19 vaccine that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration might authorize. Volunteers in vaccine trials have reported they frequently feel flu-like effects after getting vaccinated, and members of the ACIP, as well as liaison representatives who take part in the discussion, said could affect people's willingness to get vaccinated in the first place or to get the second dose of the two vaccine regimen. Quote, as a practicing physician, I've got to be sure my patients will come back for the second dose. We really have to make patients aware this is not going to be a walk in the park.
What does that mean?
Well, that means the return to, and this is the term everybody uses, normalcy.
Uh-huh.
It could be a long and winding road. There are people that don't want any vaccines of any kind for any reason. So, while I'm hopeful that these will be effective, as the one doctor with the Center for CDC said, it ain't no walk in the park. It's a walk up the street from us. That's the Seafood Bistro, and Jay Scott's here to tell you more.
Called a segue.
That's right.
Best in the business.
Good segue there. Seafood Bistro, they're going to open up today at 11 a.m., but bear in mind that they're going to be, after they close tonight, they will not open again until Sunday. Seafood Bistro will be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So keep that in mind if you had plans for the Seafood Bistro. Might want to get that food today, by the way, if you had plans. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. 279-7500 is their phone number, but really you just need the website, theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com. Go there. You can put in your order. You can actually put in your order now, and then they'll let you know when it's ready to come pick up after they open up at 11 today. So check that out. You can use the delivery apps on your phone to get your food delivered right to your door, your home, your office. They've got things on there that are fantastic. If you're on a health kick like I've had to be, which, by the way, it's involuntary. I have to be. They've got the salads there. You can get the fish either grilled. You can get it fried if you want to. Most of the time it's fried. You can get it grilled or you can get it blackened as well. It's all good at Seafood Bistro. Follow them on, or like them on, I'm sorry, Go visit them online, theseafoodbistro.com, and like and follow them on Facebook.
All righty.
I got that out.
We are at 8:30, and we'll be right back.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we are in that four-day weekend mode. Part of it is the Iron Bowl, of course, is like a double holiday in Alabama. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Rest up, digest on Friday, and get ready for gluttony on Saturday afternoon.
Remember, we wondered in March whether there would be an Iron Bowl this year.
Well,
whether there be any football this year.
That came later when we realized baseball not only paused spring training.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, so we'll start, you know, mid-April, mid-May.
Then every sport, including golf.
But I do remember my buddy Christopher Russo, Mad Dog, saying, well, certainly not going to affect the NFL. The NFL really got lucky with this. It's not going to affect them or college football.
Because we thought it'd be over by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what the experts said. Mm-hmm. And you got to give baseball credit, man. They were able to get any kind of a season in.
Boy, it sure didn't look like it for a long time.
And the sports, right now, most of them are planning on at least starting next year without fans. Because there's really no certainty with the vaccine. The market likes hearing about it. They're off a little bit this morning. Could be Brent will call.
Record close yesterday.
But and speaking of football games, the Iron Bowl on Saturday, no fans, right?
Now they have had fans in Tuscaloosa. They've had 20%.
Yeah, same with same with Auburn.
Not quite the same, but enough certainly to throw that extra energy into the game. And we have our annual Duncan and Son Predictathon for the Iron Bowl. If you would like to win a $250 credit account, whatever you want to call it, voucher, to any of Don Duncan's three locations, go to my Facebook page, scroll down to the school logo. It's very close to the top. Get your prediction in. If you are the first to post the exact outcome, winning team, and score, you'll win that $250. And we're getting close to 100 predictions already. So don't wait on that. Get it done. And then we will announce the winner on Monday's morning show.
So Brian Denny has 101,821. So 20% of that
is 16,000. See how fast I am with 10?
You're amazing.
10 is your friend, buddy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
A lot of us have been enjoying a sunny morning, but on the satellite picture, clouds are about to engulf the entire area, as this frontal system approaches. It's going to be a very warm day. It will become breezy with a high in the upper 70s today. Risk of spotty showers and thunderstorms on this Thanksgiving Eve by this afternoon, and a better chance this evening. There could be some stronger storms, especially along the front, late tonight. All right, we are in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, I'm going to have to keep in at least a small chance of a risk of scattered showers, at least, especially through midday, let's say, with a high temperature in the mid-70s as the front slows up. Then on Friday, much of the day dry, but the best chance of showers and storms will be towards Friday evening, Friday night, and in through Saturday morning. Much of Saturday dry before a significant storm system comes in on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms likely. I think that's a potential severe weather situation Sunday. We're going to watch it for you. And then bitter cold air flows into the state on Monday. On Tuesday, we may not make it out of the 40s, but the winds will make it seem brutal. Right now this morning, 58 degrees, east winds at 11 miles per hour. It's 8:37.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low with 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it.
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And we went back to the origins of medicine. In the form of a question this afternoon, I will need you to say, who is Hippocrates? However, we were having fun with it earlier, and we did say Hippocrates. So I will accept either version of that name, but, you know, doctors take what? The Hippocratic Oath.
Exactly.
That's based on him. Mm-hmm. So he deserves this honor. He's probably just thrilled about this, wherever he might be. Right now.
Yeah, just rolled over in his grave.
So this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. You will need to give me the answer in the form of a question immediately. Who is Hippocrates? Who is Hippocrates? Whatever. And you'll win two Dr. B burgers at Wing Fingers downtown, along with sides and beverages. And they're open today from 10:30 to 4:30. And if you're downtown, if you're off, I know a lot of folks are already off today. Look, it's the messages for Wing Fingers, but our downtown establishments that are trying to stay alive because so many people are not working in the buildings they were in. We kind of need to, you know, if you're doing okay, take some time, go to lunch downtown. And let's make sure that they're there when this whole freaking thing is over. The Duncan and Son Predictathon is posted on my page. You know what I think I'm going to add? I think Jim Smith from Adams Drugs would be okay with this if I did it.
Okay.
A jar of butt paste that the winner can give to the loser. You know, someone they know that whose team got shellacked.
Here. How about a nice butt paste?
Well, it's for diaper ration, but it's the Miracle Skin Cream, according to Jacqueline Thompson.
No, I've checked it out, and it really is a great moisturizer.
Yeah, people have been telling us about it now.
Yeah. I love that container that it's in, too.
And by the way, when we, cool. the container is cool, and we're giving away T-shirts, Adam's Drugs T-shirts.
Yeah, I want to wear one of those.
And you can pick up right up at the corner.
I want to wear a butt paste T-shirt.
Not a butt paste T-shirt, an Adam's Drugs T-shirt.
I got you. On my weather video in the morning.
Can you see a cute little hiney on a T-shirt with a little glob of... Don't forget the butt paste.
Thinking about the little copper tone girl.
I have to do that, redo that Thanksgiving parody. It's all about that paste.
Mm.
It's all about that paste. That paste. Hey, miracle stuff. Adam's Drugs. Gosh, got to get there today, too. I've got a long list of places to go. Because the weekend really does start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Today. In fact, I noticed last time I was outside, not much traffic on 85.
And you got to get anything you need at the store today because they're all closed tomorrow.
And that includes food outlets, so get over there for cost plus 10%.
Right.
And thank you, Jim Smith and Adam's Drugs, for your support of both shows. AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a few more cars inbound now on 231 from Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive a little busy. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, also still a little busy into downtown. A little bit of congestion on Northeast Boulevard, and we're seeing a little congestion on Troy Highway into Montgomery at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents anywhere to tell you about at the moment. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them in safe, designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for. And our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow. Uh-huh.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A nasty gelatinous cream with nauseating mucusy mushy beans. onions on top. Tastes like a dirty mouth. And I don't know why anyone would want them to eat. Yeah, eat. You might as well go suck on a sponge or lick dirty feet. Gross feet. Disgusting green.
I love that. That's going to be a forever. That's a keeper in our Thanksgiving sound files. Joan Jett's I've Loved Green Bean Casserole. You're not going to hear that anywhere else but this radio station at 8:46.
There's been so much talk about green bean casserole. I've got to make another one here.
We are making one. Ours is made. It just needs to be baked.
Is that right?
So if you want to stop by Thursday or over the weekend, I'm sure we'll have. You always put leftovers aside for me, like that beautiful sausage dressing.
Yeah,
you made.
Yeah, yeah.
We would like to honor you.
Sure. I think you'll see me at some point. Sure.
By the way, our grand prize drawing is coming up.
What is
this? Look at that's the flight track.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Well,
compared to from last year compared to this year.
Yeah, quite a few. Well, you know. I hate to see the airlines hurting. It's going to be a long time before they come back.
I think so.
And you know what? I haven't been on a plane. It'll be 9 years in December.
Really?
Since the last time I flew. And that was a Christmas trip. That was one of the few I didn't drive. I always like. I love the drive down at Christmas because I feel like I'm Santa with the sleigh. That kind of
yeah,
thing.
It's exciting. I remember. I'm you and I were just talking off mic. I miss family Thanksgivings and Christmas. It hurts.
You don't realize
I don't
how much
have it anymore.
I'm telling people this not to be morbid or maudlin. Whoever's at your table this year, just take a look around and embrace them, because I remember everybody that was at our Thanksgiving in 1988, the family, my grandma and grandpa, my dad, mom, Aunt Dorothy, and my two cousins. It was 1988. It may have even been 89. I'm not sure. Probably 88. They were all gone. They were all gone.
That's right.
Within 4 years.
Yeah.
So, you never want to look back and say, oh, God, I wish I had been.
Or I wish I would have said this.
Yeah. Let's see. Yes. It's my friend Janice. Hi there.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm good. You here to get a pie?
I am, and to bring you and Ross something for Thanksgiving, and David, if you can give it to him.
Sure. Where are you right now?
Down front.
I'm in by the front door.
Will you be able to hang on for about 12 more minutes?
Sure. Oh, we are.
Because we only have I hate to.
No problem. I'm just on my way to Dothan. I've been to the doctor, so I'm cool.
Do you need a cooler?
I do have a cooler.
Okay, great.
You just got me one, right?
I have two if you want it.
Oh. If they'll fit in, I've got a bag from Publix, one of those cooler bags.
I want to thank you for being so generous, and we will be down there ASAP.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks so much.
We have so many great listeners that have helped us with whatever our cause happens to be, and so appreciate that. Yes. I'm on it, man. I'm a good key lime pie manager. We're going to skip the morning maroon and go to the drawing, because there's really nothing. We had a guy steal an empty cash register, but he had his escape well planned. This happened in Canada, eh?
Yeah.
Grabbed a completely empty cash register, and then part of his escape was to leap into the river. I would imagine at this time of the year in November, the river is very cold.
Especially up there, yeah.
He was caught, but he refused to be rescued for over half an hour. I mean, that's, he thinks he's got his fortune there with that cash register.
It's an empty register?
Yeah, here's the thing. He finally gave up. They pulled him out of the icy water, and then the register was open, and there was nothing in it. So that's one of those.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All right, it's 8:50. Here's our final look at the room.
Good morning, Montgomery. Missouri Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a few more cars inbound now on 231 from Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive a little busy. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, also still a little busy into downtown. A little bit of congestion on Northeast Boulevard, and we're seeing a little congestion on Troy Highway into Montgomery at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents anywhere to tell you about at the moment. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them in safe, designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
We have so much to be thankful for this year. Most of all, you. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Fresh cut Fraser firs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I think we should express some thanks for Mr. Butters. Just
please
there.
Clap.
Yeah. 8:54. This week we suggest that you participate because it's a three-day week. It's a much smaller pool of grand prize potential winners than normal.
It's a kiddie pool.
It really is. So we are ready to do our grand prize drawing, yes, starting with a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan. Let's see who our winner is. Tucker Pecan,
number 15.
Hey, that was our first-time caller from earlier, Tessa B.
Tessa, what a day for you. You're a double winner because she missed out on the pop quiz question. Mm-hmm. And because she called her dad for the number. And that touched me. That did. Because her dad got her into listening to the show.
Out in New Orleans.
Yeah. So we don't have a giveaway tomorrow, so we gave her the Dr. B burgers. And now she wins a $25 Tucker Pecan gift certificate. Remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Now we have the works. That's a complete service on your vehicle from any of Don Duncan's three locations. And the winning number is
5.
Yeah, by the way, we only
had many.
15 callers, by the way, so the pool was very small here. That is Bill M.
Bill M. Okay, Bill M., way to go.
Now we're going
to
get into the deep end of the pool.
That's oil change, lube, tire rotation, and they vacuum out your car just to say thanks. Uh-huh. Of safety inspection and brakes, too, at any of Don Duncan's three locations, Millbrook Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Now our grand prize. A $159 value. Clark's Club membership goes to...
Number 12.
That is East of the Rockies.
You're a winner!
East of the Rockies! That includes 2 annual tune-ups to your system to guarantee a priority service 24-7, 365 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really great people. And that starts with the Clarks. Remember them, 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. I'm thankful I get to work with you guys. I'm thankful I have prepared young Joey for a life after me.
Thanks!
I'm thankful for your breakfast, too.
And I'm thankful for Eddie Bader.
You know what's you know what's better than with Bader?
It's better with
Bader. He is great with real estate.
3220662. I think we started a hip-hop song for you. All right, we'll close with this. We will be back. I will be back this afternoon, and Maya and my special crew will be here Friday morning for our annual Black Friday spectacular.
Special crew.
Because they're the only ones dumb enough to come in. And I love them, too, and thankful.
Cooking turkey for Thanksgiving Day, it's the only bird I desire. Bought a 25-pounder at the grocery store, gonna roast it on the open fire. Got a million different things that I gotta prepare. Sweet potato pie, we got dressing to spare. Probably have to buy bigger underwear. Eating lots of turkey, eating lots of turkey. What a table we are gonna set on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I'll be loosening up my big old belt, cause you know I'll be packing it away. Hey, 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 brown that gravy, we got taters to peel. Coconut cake gonna top off the meal. If I look bloated, baby, that's how I feel. Eating lots of turkey, eating lots of turkey. Turkey leftovers we got, turkey sandwich we got, turkey salad we got, turkey hot and turkey cold. Turkey for breakfast we got, turkey pancakes and some turkey omelets we got, turkey for lunch, turkey soup and casserole. My whole family's coming over too, mama's bringing homemade apple pie. What we can't fit in the oven to bake, we'll just toss in the skillet and